Hair thinning can happen for so many reasons. Whether it's stress or hormones or anything, at Nutrafol, we've learned that real change starts below the surface. Our hair growth supplements take a whole body approach and target the key root causes of hair thinning, so you can see visibly thicker, stronger hair in 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
When it comes to fungicides, there's only one way to spell yield. N-E-O. Miravis Neo is the 2024 number one retailer recommended corn fungicide for a reason. It dominates spots, rots, blights, and stress to out-yield competitive brands like Veltima. And there's 6 years of university data to prove it. Ask your Syngenta retailer about using Miravis Neo for more yield more often.
Based on 2024 Stratus Retailer Efficacy Study. Always read and follow label instructions.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
MyJoyOnline.com. We're live in all 16 regions of Ghana via affiliates across the country. Kaliawo FM in Akachi, KTU Radio in Kofuridia, Ganga FM in Jirapa. We are live on X Spaces. You're on Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrol Soul Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. This afternoon, lawyers for the former board chairman of the Public Procurement Authority firmly insist on his innocence following his arrest by the National Intelligence Bureau on charges of causing financial loss to the state.
Let them bring all the facts they have, and we shall answer them as counsel for Professor Amir Kofi. And we, the lawyers, absolutely are confident that Professor Amir Kofi is innocent of whatever they want to prefer against.
And as the NIB casts its net wide, we'll tell you who else is being investigated as the minority leader accuses the Mahama government of deliberately plotting to use state institutions to persecute opponents of the NPP and previous government. We have details of that also. Wale Wale MP leads colleagues in urgent talks with military and police over brutality claims by residents as he seeks trust between them.
Myself and some other colleagues from the region were concerned, myself and then the Honorable Member of Parliament for Yakaba Kubori and then Honorable Member for Nalin Gambaga. These are a neighboring constituency. Whatever happens in the Wale Wale has a joint effect on their constituency.
Also this afternoon, Convention People's Party and Democracy Hub file action at the Supreme Court to remove Kotoka's name from the Accra International Airport. We'll tell you why. And no cause for alarm. That's the assurance to residents along the Toja River, as preliminary investigations suggest no immediate threat to aquatic life following an agrochemical spill.
The Fisheries Commission is saying that they have not detected any pollution.
Okay.
That probably might have affected the fish in the river, Toji.
Their sports.
Asante Kotoko set to return to football after Nana Pole's funeral on March 6.
We have that and more in this afternoon's edition of the Midday News. I am MFA Pau. Please do stay for details. Many thanks for your company. We are your home of independent, fearless and credible journalism. This afternoon, lawyers for the former board chairman of the Public Procurement Authority, Professor Christopher Ekunfiemeya, have come to his defense, firmly insisting on his innocence following his arrest by the National Intelligence Bureau, NIB, for causing financial loss to the state. Professor Amiyao Ekunfi is also under investigation by the NIB for financial matters related to his tenure as board chairman of the Ghana Infrastructural Investment Fund, GIF. Well, the probe focuses on financial approvals made during his time at GIF. Ken Crunchy, a member of Professor Amiyao Ekunfi's legal team, argues that the allegations are unfounded and vows to challenge them vigorously in court.
been granted bail. He was cautioned on charges of causing financial loss to do with certain decisions that was taken by the Ghana Infrastructure Investment Fund. As to the specific charges that we referred about discussing any specifics, let them bring forth all the facts they have. If they bring forth all the facts they have, we shall answer them as counsel for Professor Amir Kofi. And we, the lawyers, absolutely are confident that Professor Amir Kofi is innocent of whatever they want to prefer against him in the court of law. Well, what if I were advising them? You see, you are talking about the resources of the state. So if I were advising them, I would say that they need to be do more investigations before you show your hand by inviting people to come to the NRD. From what I have seen so far, I believe that our client is absolutely innocent of any charges. That's what I can say. Let them do their homework. Let them do it well. And then when they come, we shall also have our side of the story to tell. For now, I've not seen or heard anything that convinces me.
That's Kenneth Crunchy, a member of the legal team of Professor Miyawe Kumfi. Well, the NIB is also pursuing some other cases, and my colleague Elton Brobe joins me in studio. He's been taking a look at these cases. Let's talk about the cases we know so far.
So, we understand that the NIB has detained Kwaku Ohinijan, a former deputy director of operations at the National Service Authority, in connection with irregularities in the NSA payroll, including ghost name scandals. Kwaku Ohinijan, known as Osunoba, was picked up, according to our sources, on Saturday evening and is currently still being held at the NIB offices. The scandal allegedly involved the insertion of ghost names on the NSA payroll, leading to significant financial losses for the state. There's also another person who worked with the National Service Secretariat, Gifty Oramensa, who they are also looking for, but from information we've paid, her whereabouts is unknown as of now, with authorities actively working to locate and apprehend her for questioning. Also expected to appear before the NIB today is the Bono Regional Chairman of the MPP, Kwame Bafo, also known as Abronye. According to a letter obtained by Joy News, Mr. Bafo has been summoned by the NIB to provide evidence to back his claims. The communique indicates that Abronye DC accused President Mahama of withholding 500 million Ghana cedis intended for dismissed appointees at the Jubilee House, and he's been invited today to provide evidence to back this claim.
Interesting. Well, but we know that the minority leader has been speaking about these concerns. He's accusing the Mahama government of deliberately plotting to use state institutions to persecute opponents. Tell us more.
According to him, the first cabinet meeting that took place last week, mm-hmm. according to Afenyo Markin, this was one of the key issues that they discussed, how to persecute political opponents at that first meeting, adding that the swiftness with which activists of the MPP are being persecuted as a result of the cabinet meeting. And the security said, we are reliably informed that at the President Mohammed's first cabinet meeting, discussions were heavily centered on an officials of the previous administration. And Afenyo Markin says it is of no coincidence that shortly after the meeting, the security agency sprang into action, conducting aggressive and unlawful interrogations, forcibly inviting former appointees to the NIB and instilling fear in political opponents. The statement goes on to say that these actions are not about accountability. They are about political vengeance, designed to divert attention from the government failures to immediately roll out the policies it promised Ghanaians and rather incite national anger against past government. They are asking government to tread cautiously and go according to what the law stipulates.
Well, so these are and more, I know, will come up later on the Pulse at 3 p.m. on the Joy News channel with Elton Brobe. You want to stick and stay, we'll bring you details of that. But let me take you to Parliament now, where Minister of State Designate for Public Sector Reforms, Lydia Akamvariba, has identified resource constraints, corruption, and other systemic challenges as key issues affecting the public sector. Well, she outlined her strategy to address these issues while responding to questions from MPs during her vet before the Appointments Committee today. Here accepts.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, my sister, for that observation. It is when people are in the public domain, everybody has the right to express his or her opinion. I started My career as a staff nurse rose to the rank of a senior nursing officer. I have been in the public service for not less than 15 years. From there, I went to NADMO. I worked as a senior disaster management officer. My responsibility at the ministry is to collaborate and provide leadership so that the structures at the ministry will work. The president has interacted with me. He knows my capabilities, and I don't think he has made a mistake.
Well, my parliamentary affairs correspondent, Kwaku Asante, joins us on the line. He's been monitoring the vetting for us. I must also say that the vetting is live on the Joy News channel as we speak and all our social media platforms. You can catch all the action right there. But Kwaku will give us updates on this particular vetting of Lydia Lamisia Kamvariba. Well, Kwaku, the nominee has been explaining her plan to ensure rigorous monitoring and evaluation in the public service. Tell us more.
Well, yes, MFR, this public sector reform minister of state is cut in the mold of what in the U.S. is referred to now as the DOGE, led by Elon Musk. The minister designate has not been striking a very radical tone like Elon Musk in the U.S. in terms of cutting expenditure and aggressively reforming the public sector, except to lay out her own blueprint in terms of what she believes can be done to make the public sector even more efficient.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Of course, if you go to a ministry and you are working with people, there must be performance. There must be appraisals. I want to see motivation and productivity. And you can't get productivity without motivation. The two of them go together. So once we are interested in productivity, we should be able to reward people who are working well. And how do you reward people? You have to use appraisal system. You have to use monitoring and evaluation. Thank you very much.
Now, Kwaku, questions about major challenges affecting the public sector came up. How did she respond to them?
The main one she has identified is particularly the lack of resources in any public sector organizations. Their inability to raise revenue and resources to be able to do their work is one of the key issues she has identified as one that she's going to work with. She's also identified corruption in the public sector.
Mr. Chairman, public sector is simply that part of the economy that is controlled by government. It is institutions, service, and employees. The ills are so many. It ranges from lack of or limited resources, bureaucracies, political interference, and even resistance to this bureaucracy. Thank you.
That's Lamisi Akamvariba there, Lydia, at her vetting, and that vetting is currently underway. The minority leader has currently taking his turn and is questioning or quizzing the Minister of State designate for public sector. That's Lydia Lamisi Akamvariba. We can take excerpts of what's currently happening in Parliament.
And that nurses have been recruited who are working, saving lives, and for some irregularities, supposedly, these nurses have to be sent home, as in dismissed. Would you find that disturbing? Because anytime a nurse is absent from a community, a life is in danger. You would agree with me on that?
Thank you very much.
I want you to answer without a partisan political hat. And your objectivity and your sincerity will shorten the process. I mean, I know you as a very sincere person.
Yes, I will be hurt.
Thank you.
If somebody should die because a nurse didn't come to work.
That assured. Would you, as a public officer, I'm not even saying you being a minister of state. And I say so because only yesterday we were in government and there were things that publicly we couldn't come out to say critique our government, but in-house we could make suggestions to government that, oh, this particular policy, we hold a view that it could be varied, it could be done this way. Considering your peculiar challenge in your own constituency and elsewhere that you know, would you engage government to have a second look at this directive to terminate appointment of nurses who were recruited after the elections?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I think, respectfully, my senior colleague and leader, I've answered these questions sincerely, that it is about engagement, it's about understanding the issues, it's about we having a collective agreement as to where, how we recruit people into our services. That would help us. Thank you very much.
Now, we obtained some information as part of our background check. And, you know, adverse findings about us or comments about us are like a bitter pill on our tongue. All of us politicians, sometimes we are in self-denial, but those are bitter pills for healing. So take it in good faith. The little exercise I'm going to do.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
When it comes to fungicides, there's only one way to spell yield. N-E-O. Miravis Neo is the 2024 number one retailer recommended corn fungicide for a reason. It dominates spots, rots, blights, and stress to out-yield competitive brands like Veltima. And there's 6 years of university data to prove it. Ask your Syngenta retailer about using Miravis Neo for more yield more often. Based on 2024 Stratus Retailer Efficacy Study. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hair thinning can happen for so many reasons. Whether it's stress or hormones or anything, at Nutrafol, we've learned that real change starts below the surface. Our hair growth supplements take a whole body approach and target the key root causes of hair thinning, so you can see visibly thicker, stronger hair in 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Going to do, is that okay? No, don't be emotional about it. So, your constituents were interviewed. And this is what they had to say about you. She is described as competent and capable leader with the ability to mobilize the grassroots. However, some of her constituents perceived her as indecisive, making her susceptible to external influences. This is a perception, but we are also in a perception-driven enterprise. Having heard this, and having regard to the fact that you are going to lead a public sector reform, What assurances do you have for those who perceive you as indecisive?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I believe that when people are interviewed, everybody has something to say. There's a good side of me, they said I'm capable. So I want to assure you that I am capable of handling the ministry that I'll be going to take care of. Thank you.
The next one, we are all sinners. And for the next question, I'm sure all of us, the 275 of us in the chamber, will be considered guilty of this crime. However, you are on oath, so I would put it out. A section of NDC party supporters and sympathizers have accused you of not answering their calls. What do you say to that?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My leader has already answered the question for me. He said we are all sinners, and I pray that those people that I didn't answer their calls will forgive me. Thank you.
But what assurances have you for them?
And I want to assure them measures? That I will work on it, and I will now answer their calls.
Now, can honorable nominee, let me suggest to you what I have done. Maybe it will help. Sincerely speaking, it is practically difficult to answer all calls. However, we, this generation, have the benefit of this social media. So I have employed some gentlemen who are managing that communication and are getting swift responses, you know, from the office and getting their problems resolved. At least not 100%, but at least they are always responding to the phone call and relaying and responding. So I think you can adopt it with the necessary modification to suit your peculiar situation in your area. So try it. It's worked for me because it can be very overwhelming, you know. So that's about it. However, they conclude by saying that you are known to be calm, a good listener, polite, respectful, and you relate well with people, especially your chiefs. So I would want you to take that, you know, as a, you know, compliment and take advantage of those virtues to do your work. Now, there is also an issue that I need to bring to your attention. One of your own referees, you have provided referees, and one of your referees describes you as humble, respectful, but states strongly that you ought to be assertive in your dealings. Your own referees, one of them. It says that you are humble, respectful, but you ought to be assertive in your dealings. What do you say to that?
Thank you very much for all the narration and the compliments. Those who reveal who I am, I'm grateful. Once somebody says something about you, the person wants you to work on it. I will work, I will do everything diligently in my power to work on all those, my flaws. Thank you.
Honorable nominee, you have just been nominated for this public sector reform portfolio. By the way, Where is your office going to be located? You said you received some briefing and all. Where are you going to have as your office?
Thank you very much. My office is just opposite the Ministry of Finance, an extension of the President.
Okay, that's the story building. Yeah,
thank you.
Very well. Now, the NDC manifesto, do you have with you?
No, please.
Should I give you an opportunity to have it, take it? Can we excuse you to bring the manifesto to the table? Because we have some very important questions to ask about the blueprint that brought you to power. Chairman, may we grant nominee leave to have with her the manifesto of her party?
Granted.
Thank you.
Please, Madam Nominee, please sit, please. Yeah, unless you want to stretch.
And just gone by is the vetting of the Minister of State Designate for Public Sector Reforms, Lydia Lamisi Akamvariba. And of course, we're expecting more nominees to be vetted going forward. But let me take you now to Wale Wale, where amid reports of security brutality in Wale Wale and its neighboring communities, concerned members of parliament led by the Wale Wale MP, Dr. Tia Abdul Kabiru Mahama, have convened a crucial meeting with military and police personnel in the area. The aim is to address the growing tensions between residents and the security forces to restore trust and ensure adherence to curfew hours. Following a latest attack over the weekend, residents say they didn't feel safe in their homes. Elias Tutanko spoke to some of them.
45:30 evening, around 30 soldiers armed with rifles and three combat vehicles stormed Kukwazugu, a suburb of Wale Wale, and raided the private residence of a sub-chief. Abdul Matidi Mohammed is a tenant of the house the soldiers reportedly invaded.
I was in the house inside my room with some other three women. My wife, the landlord's wife, and one of their friends who came to visit them. So I was coming out with a friend who was outside here waiting for me. All of a sudden, some military men invaded.
The house was surrounded by the soldiers before some of them entered and started tearing down doors and windows and destroying properties in the rooms.
They did not even greet. They went ahead and asked me about whereabouts of my landlord, who happens to be a chief. I said, I don't know where he is. They broke all the keys to the rooms, had access to those rooms, broke the ceilings and everything. I think it was only this store, which is going to be a just store. That's the signboard over there. It was only that store that they didn't have access to.
As you can see, the destruction over there, this is the ceiling of the room that has, according to the residents here, was destroyed by the military men.
Well, their sentiments are shared by the youth of Boko as well. Some of them raise concerns over alleged killings by security personnel. Well, they've also been speaking to Upper East Regional Correspondent Albert Sori.
At about 5:45:30.
The questions we ask is that, was it the military that went and did that act, or there were civilians? If there were civilians, what is the purpose of the curfew imposed in Boko, where people are asleep and others are going around to perpetrate crime?
Then they should let the soldiers to go out and leave us alone in Boko. Because we thought the soldiers were coming for peacekeeping. There is no peacekeeping.
We therefore wish to use this platform to call on the Ministry of Defense and Interior to investigate these dealings of the military.
Well, on the heels of that, MP for Wale Wale, Dr. Tia Abdul Kabiru Mahama, is leading a couple of MPs in neighboring constituencies in security talks with the military and police to find a lasting solution.
The community fear and concerns are that they are brutalized by the services or security services without any reason. They go into their homes and beat them out and beat them up, ransack their houses. The concern of the security personnel are that some people are not trying to inform or comply with the curfew, which is law. What I do think is that both sides have a view, but you see, in the first place, someone is violating the law. You would apprehend that person, you would arrest the person, and then let the law take its course. You don't also take the law into your own hands and start beating people out. Also, I also do understand from the perspective of the security or the military, if someone is violating the law with impunity, it will naturally invoke anger. Yeah, so myself and some other colleagues from the region were concerned, myself and then the Honorable Member of Parliament for Yakaba Kubori, and then Honorable Member for Nalin Gambaga. These are our neighboring communities, and whatever happens there, our neighboring constituency, whatever happens in the Walewale has adjoining effect on their constituency. So I'm expecting them to arrive in Tamale by VT, and then we'll proceed to Wale Wale to have engagement.
Well, that's the Wale Wale MP, Dr. Tia Abdul Kabiru Mahama, taking us on a quick break here on the Midday News. We are live on Joy 99.7 FM, Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, myjoyonline.com. We are also on hit. We're right back. Thanks for sticking with us. Well, we are still waiting for the appointments committee to resume voting. On the list today, we have Thomas Nyako Ampim. He's the deputy minister designate, Ministry of Finance. We have Ebenezer Oklete Telabi, is an MP. He's a deputy minister, Ministry of Interior. We also have Samson Ahi, MP, and he's going to be the deputy minister, Ministry of Trade, Agribusiness and Industry. These are the nominees to be voted. Subsequently, we've already had Lydia Lamisi Akamvariba is an MP, Minister of State, Public Sector Reforms, and we'll be monitoring events there for you. It's also live on the Joy News channel. We'll also be live here on Joy 99.7 FM. Well, it's a Monday. There's a lot that's been happening over the weekend. Yes. Let's catch up with Lois and Jackie. Yes.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.